We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RotoWire DFS show. We are here to talk about tomorrow's four-game Premier League slate, and it features a massive Liverpool favorite, and that's going to be something that we have to tangle with. But before we get into it, I'm your host, Jack Burkhart. You can find me at Twitter, at Jack Burkhart, and we are joined by Jordan Cooper, at Blender HD, and Ryan Belongi, at Ryan Belongi as well. How are you two doing?
Yay! I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah, we have a massive Liverpool that we're looking at and we're going to have to tangle with. How could we not be more excited than this?
And yeah. The salaries aren't, I mean, the salaries are technically not out, but we do have them in the cheat sheet, which you can get at rotowire.com/soccer trial.
Yeah, 48-hour free trial. You can get these things a little bit early. But yeah, we're not able to build lineups yet. We don't know like what type of contests are even going to be available. The contests, unfortunately, keep on shrinking. But what we do know about this slate is that Liverpool are massive, massive home favorites against the struggling Nottingham Forest. And normally, like if we just rewind a year and we saw this slate, this would be like the world's easiest slate, I feel like, because we would just jam Trent Alexander-Arnold and Andy Robertson into our defender slots and just let the rest sort of play out. But Liverpool have had some complications in how they tactically set up, right? Trent Alexander-Arnold has transitioned to more of a central midfield role, and other players are providing the width and the crosses. So he's kind of become like a set piece dependent type of central midfielder. And so everything has kind of changed a little bit. So I actually kind of want to talk about Liverpool at the start of the show. So Ryan, what do you think of Liverpool's sort of tactical changes from what you've seen? It's too small a sample to be confident in anything, but what do you think we're going to be seeing moving forward from them?
Yeah, so two games with Trent in center midfield, like you said. You know, you mentioned in the Discord sort of the Rico Lewis role or the John Stones role or whatever you want to call it that Man City is doing. And yeah, it seems like it'd be a little bit of a downgrade for Alexander-Arnold. I mean, the thing about this is it's like the nut spot for Liverpool at home against Forest. 2.5 total, you know, the total is a goal, more than a goal higher than any other team. So, you know, even though, you know, Trent, it's sort of been disappointing with him in that role, the matchup just might be too good where he's going to create a ton of chances no matter where he is. But yeah, you're right. It's interesting. Other people putting in the crosses, Jordan Henderson sort of more on the wing where Alexander-Arnold used to be. I don't know. You know, it's a home matchup against Forest. So, again, it's going to be tough to evaluate based on this spot.
Yeah, it's really tricky. I watched the first half this morning and of the previous game against Leeds, and Trent wasn't even really getting that particularly far forward. He was on the counterattack, but when Liverpool were possessing the ball, which they're probably going to do a lot against Nottingham Forest, he was pretty far back, and Salah was providing width. Konate was out there providing some width a little bit, which is crazy, and Henderson is making these running bombs forward. So it seems like pretty expensive for, you know, the quote-unquote Rico Lewis role, but it's tough when this is like the nut spot for Liverpool. Jordan, what do you think about this slate overall? How are you approaching this Liverpool stuff, and what do you think about the slate overall from a DFS point of view?
I mean, just from a team total perspective, I mean, you have to look at Liverpool and go, how much Liverpool can I get? I mean, for within the salary confinement, and at the forward position, like the forward position is not good. Like, it just like forward is like, it's like you got Liverpool forwards and then everyone else is overpriced. And then you get some floor-ish type of plays in like the 7, 8K range that you have to compare to a Liverpool forward. And then the cheapo guys have almost no, you know, no floors. I'm much more inclined to like what Ryan said is that regardless of their tactical changes, you have to expect Liverpool to have 60, 65% possession, generate a ton of chances and generate a ton of corners and free kicks. That why not just plug in the guys that do those as your starting point, at least in cash games, because who else are you playing then? I mean, just like at the end of the day, you see Crystal Palace, Everton, 2.4 implied total, Leicester, Wolves, you have Brentford, Aston Villa. We don't even have that many appealing. We really don't have appealing teams on the slate. Like, we really rarely play Brentford players at their prices. Crystal Palace is way priced up. Aston Villa, I mean, we have Ollie Watkins at 11K. Right? I mean, like Ivan Tony's. And the, I mean, I just look through all of this and I go, like, how do you avoid playing Liverpool just from, I mean, to me, it's a, to me, I'm viewing roster construction. Obviously, we're not able to actually build lineups, but I'm looking at it as like, if I plug in Trent and Robertson and then plug in like Madison at 8,100 in midfield, and it's like, well, who else could I play? I mean, like there are some cheaper midfielders. There's some cheaper defenders even out there, but in the forward spot, like, is there a way around? I mean, do you want to play a forward combination in cash games, Ryan, of Dwight McNeil and Brian Mbeumo?
No.
You can't do that this week.
No.
Well, that's especially the point that I'm making. It's not like they're cheap. Yeah. It's like we're talking about 7,700, 8,300. Like, yeah, the Liverpool forwards are more expensive, but they're not that much more expensive. I almost feel like if I'm going to play a construction, I'm much more likely to go down at one forward spot and play some 5K forward or something down that range.
Mm-hmm.
But just based on positional scarcity, defender position is, I mean, to me, the most beneficial position, the most abundant position is midfield as far as from a floor perspective. So why not play the Liverpool defenders and the Liverpool forwards and then just, okay, what can I figure out?
Yeah, that's a compelling type of construction. So I was looking at a type of option. So you were asking, who do you pay for if you don't play Trent Alexander-Arnold? And I was looking at one construction where I play Michael Olise and James Maddison. But it's one of those situations where perhaps Michael Olise is a luxury because you can just get enough points from these cheaper midfielders. This is a mistake I've made in previous slates where I want to jam expensive midfielders in. And Michael Olise is one of the best plays. He's outstanding, but I don't gain as much on the field in that situation.
Right. Jack, there are 4K, 5K midfielders that you could easily plug in and they'll give you enough points that, to me, the priority has to be at forward and defender on this slate. I mean, imagine playing 2, 3K defenders on this slate and Liverpool put up 4 goals and both Robertson and Trent Alexander-Arnold have double digit points. It's like, how do you make that up?
You can make it up with Salah and Gakpo.
Yeah,
but you can do that also.
If they have the 4 goals. Can you fit them all? Like, you said positional scarcity. There's quite a bit of it at forward as well. You know, I don't know. Can you fit the Liverpool guys and Alexander-Arnold and Robertson? I don't know if you need both those Liverpool guys.
Yeah, I think if you're playing 2 Liverpool forwards and you're playing both of those fullbacks, then you're going to end up in a situation where it might be impossible to play James Maddison. And that might be a little bit too much of a sacrifice at midfield. I feel like we do want to end up eventually playing James Maddison. And we'll get into all of this stuff. But that's why I feel, because we do have some acceptable options at defender, I think it's worth considering that you could play Gakpo and Salah and cash and then play one of Andy Robertson and TAA. You can be, and then you can afford 3 midfielders, one of them James Maddison and 2 in the mid price range. But I don't know. I guess we'll end up getting to it. We're all talking past each other at this point. Let's start with the forward position and what we want to do from the cash game point of view. So Jordan, you already started talking about it, and you mentioned the name of Mo Salah. And he is very expensive in this spot. So I think we have a price tag of 11,900 on him. He almost seems too expensive relative to his goal scoring odds compared to his teammates. He's minus 140 to score. Meanwhile, Cody Gakpo is minus 105. Diogo Jota is about even money. Darwin Nunez, if he starts, he also has very comparable goal odds. So do you think it's worth it to play Mohamed Salah? He will take penalties, even though he's sort of like extraordinarily expensive just because he has that safety in minutes? Or are you maybe looking at different combinations of players, like a Gakpo and Buendia type construction at forward? What do you think overall?
I think it's whatever fits. I mean, at that point, do we still have Buendia at forward eligible also?
We do. He's 5,400. He's forward eligible.
Okay. I mean, so that makes it easy. I mean, to me, I think the better construction is to only play one Liverpool forward. I think I'd much rather play one Liverpool forward, James Maddison, and two expensive defenders from a cash game perspective, mm-hmm. and try to just like jam in, you know, two of these Liverpool forwards and then sacrifice, you know, it's like, oh, I play Robertson plus Luke Thomas or something at defender. I just feel that the variance that you're getting by choosing the right two, like I can't build the lineups. So I think I could fit Salah. I think I could fit Salah, Madison. Can I fit Salah, Madison, Trent, and Robertson in a lineup?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So I think you can do that. You play Buendia, and then you're going to play like, you know, John McGinn and Kevin Shada types at midfield and utility, and then whoever the hell fits at goalkeeper. We'll spin the wheel.
Right. To me, I mean, Salah, yes, is 2,000 to 2,500 more expensive, but he's on penalties and he probably plays 90 minutes. You can't trust that out of Gakpo and Jota, but if you don't like that construction, it's like, oh, I need the 2,000. I don't think it's bad to play Gakpo or Jota instead. But I mean, it's just, unless Liverpool goes out and just crushes, I don't see playing two Liverpool forwards and sacrificing so much in your entire lineup by doing so, by guys that really don't have high floors. These aren't high floor forwards. I mean, like, they're quite goal dependent. I mean, even yeah. Salah is quite goal dependent. I mean, we're not talking about guys that cross a lot or anything. And, you know, we got Jordan Gakpo that could easily just play 65, 70 minutes.
Yeah, and their shot totals aren't even that high. I mean, just per 90 average, they're looking at two shots per 90. It would be nicer if we had Darwin Nunez, who kind of shoots on sight, even though he's been pretty inaccurate at a lot of points, getting laughed at. But yeah, the floors aren't particularly good for these Liverpool forwards. You're basically, you want to play one of them because that's where the goals are going to be. But I kind of do treat I would prefer to have Salah, all things equal, but I feel like Gakpo is similar enough if I need that 2K to buttress other spots in my lineup. Ryan, what do you think? Do you think Salah is worth 2,000 more than a Gakpo in cash games, or what do you think?
No, I don't think he is. Not quite for me. You know, maybe I'm looking a bit too much into it, but just the fact that Gakpo took those corners two games ago over Robertson and the $2,000 difference, I think I'd have to start with Gakpo. So yeah, probably that's a lot for Salah, 11.9, like you guys said. It is kind of interesting though. If, you know, I don't know, we'll talk about it when you get to defender. I don't know if you guys think Robertson is better than Alexander Arnold now, but Salah and Robertson cost the same as Gakpo and Alexander Arnold. That's it. I think the 2v2 costs exactly the same amount of money. Just kind of interesting. But yeah, I mean, if I'm going with a Liverpool forward, I think it's Gakpo just because of the price difference, and maybe he has the same floor or a higher floor than usual.
Yeah, I mean, if we knew that he would be taking corners, it's tough to know because he took corners against Arsenal, and I forget exactly how that game script went. So we have a big Arsenal fan right here, Ryan, representing the team today. But was Gakpo taking those corners when they were down? Because that would be similar to what happened in the Champions League when Leroy Sané took a few corners over Kimmich. They were chasing the fixture.
Yeah, it could be that because they were down 2-0 early, but he was taking those corners in the first half. So, I mean, I don't know how much they were rushing like that, but yeah, you know, it could have been like that. I just think the possibility The possibility is enough for me. The possibility plus the $2,000 difference.
Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. And I do agree with Jordan and you, Ryan, as well. Like playing Mo Salah and Cody Gakpo in the same lineup, you're going to have to sacrifice too much, I think, at defender and midfield combined. So I think that's going to be a little bit gross. I don't think Diogo Jota is cash playable in this situation. He's $400 cheaper, but there's absolutely 0% out on set pieces from him, and he's probably the first man off. And yeah, for Liverpool, we have Luis Diaz. He's back. He'll sub on. I think Firmino is out, which is good for the forwards outlooks. And who else am I missing that would be subbed on in that situation?
Darwin.
Okay, so I guess Darwin is going to sub on. But Liverpool have played with four forwards before, sort of like the FIFA tilting formation.
Do we have to mention the fact that Thiago is still forward eligible?
I'm not sure. That might just be a relic of the cheat. Sometimes the cheat sheets are a little slow to update on the stuff, but maybe I should. Let me check. But I mean, would you play Thiago at
I'm not saying that you should. I'm just saying that, I mean, if he's forward eligible, it does fill a forward spot at 6,100. But like I said, like you said, the cheat sheet, just like Buendia still just shows as an M here on the cheat sheet, even though he's forward eligible now, and Thiago used to be forward eligible, so maybe he's not anymore.
Oh, the optimizer has the correct stuff, and the optimizer says he is midfield forward eligible. So maybe that moves us forward to like what we want to do at our second forward. So when I thought about second forward, I just assumed that we could use Buendia there at 5,400. But is it a little bit of discussion to play, you know, a central attacking midfielder, Emiliano Buendia? That's going to be his... So Aston Villa are going to play a 4-2-3-1, I think, if Dendonker and Luiz start. And that gives a nice attacking role for Buendia in the center. Would you prefer Thiago at 6,100 with, you know, 70% possession over Buendia for your second forward position?
GPP, sure, but not in cash. I think Buendia has a higher floor. Buendia has a higher side. Buendia has better goal scoring odds, even.
Yeah, I think they're at plus 400, which has to be better than Thiago. Ryan, what do you think?
I think I might disagree just slightly, based off, I would say no matter what, these Villa guys never have floors. I mean, you think they do. Let's look at Buendia here. Look, against Nottingham Forest 2 games ago, he scored 3 points in 75 minutes. Chelsea, 3 points in 75 minutes. Home against Newcastle Central attacking last week, 5.7, even though he played 90. He scored 13 with an assist that other game against Leicester. These are good matchups, too. He scored a goal against Bournemouth and ended with 15. I mean, so you guys can play, you know, Edison Cavani if you want to. But I think I might just take, you know, I don't think I'd make the argument if it wasn't, like, one of the best spots Liverpool could have. It's just, like, you could luck into an assist in these spots. So, again, I wouldn't, like, maybe not make it a priority, like, oh, I need this salary, but, yeah, I'd rather play a Liverpool guy.
To be fair, just on Ryan's side, we go to the cheat sheet, and we look at the per-90-minute player stats. Thiago, if we just consider floor points, which means we're taking out goals and assists, in 1,195 minutes, per 90 is 7.25. Buendia in 1,970 minutes, floor 6.76.
Yeah, now add the home against Nottingham.
Right, this is not matchup dependent. Right,
right.
So you may actually be onto something here. That, you know, maybe Liverpool is such a big favorite that, yeah, it's what, 700 more. Like, why not just play Thiago?
Yeah, and Villa are such a weird team because they're playing their best football of the season. I mean, they're just on fire, but the floors just don't seem to be that dependent. I don't know.
Yeah, and I guess with Thiago, I mean, you're looking at maybe a shot or two, chances created or two. I mean, that's probably where he's going to pay the bills. And again, Jordan Henderson was the one bombing forward from the midfield when Trent was hanging a little bit back. So this could be a situation where Thiago is making some runs into the box and he has some legit upside to have, you know, roughly the same floor. So maybe it does make sense to find the 700, find the guy with roughly the equivalent floor, but way better ceiling. That's going to be a way better range of outcome for us, even in inside of cash teams.
And I can always make kind of a case for Thiago whenever Fabinho's in there too, just because you feel like Thiago will be the one that's a little bit more forward.
Yeah, that's very true. I think that's roughly the cash game construction, though. I mean, it's going to be Salah or Gakpo, and then we're going to decide between one of these two cheap guys right here. Do you think there will be, again, we can't build lineups, but do you think there'll be any room for Brian and Mbeumo? I mean, he's been splitting set pieces with Jensen, but got a pretty solid floor. Okay, goal odds. It's a home matchup. Not the best matchup, though. I mean, Villa are in form.
But I mean, I put him in the same bucket as Dwight McNeil. It's like, yeah, Brentford's a favorite in this matchup. I don't consider any of these other than the Liverpool game. I think all these other matchups are just like kind of toss-up-ish, right? Mm-hmm. I prefer the home team over the away team, so I prefer Brentford over Everton, but it just seems like a high price to pay for Mbeumo or McNeil when you could play Gakpo for, you know, 1,500 more. Mm-hmm. And you can. It's not like, you know, it's like, oh, well, instead of playing any Liverpool at forward, I'm going to play. Just seems like the type of slate that if you go with Mbeumo or McNeil in your lineup, like, you're going to get burned by someone on Liverpool. Someone. I don't know who. Could be Salah, could be Gakpo. It could be Trent Alexander-Arnold because you can't fit a certain defender. Like, it's by something. I mean, this is more similar to what old school last year. This is a Man City slate, right? It's like, okay, yeah, well, these Liverpool guys, they don't really have that much of a floor. It's like, yeah, dude, they have a total that's way higher than everyone else's. They have an implied team total that in and of itself is higher than one of the game totals. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So the Crystal Palace Everton game has a total combined 2.4, and Liverpool itself 2.48. So it's so much easier to just say, how can I fit these Liverpool guys in? I think we have to have a conversation about Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Then outside of that, it's just whatever fits. Right. It's either whatever fits with Madison or whatever fits without Madison. And if you don't have Madison, if you wanted to play Salah, Gakpo, Thiago, Robertson, Trent, and then fill in your last spots, whatever way you can, like, I couldn't say that you're crazy to do. I mean, we would do that on a Man City slate with like Haaland and De Bruyne and Foden and Grealish. I mean, if they were all priced that way and you can do it. And they had the same total over some garbage team. Like, we do the same thing.
Yeah, I generally agree. I think Mbeumo, like, 1,600 more than Thiago. It's like Mbeumo's the cheapest guy that you'd normally want to play in cash. Like, he probably should be 2,000 more than Thiago at least. So, I mean, like, I don't know. You'd want to get to him if you could. Like, it's better. I mean, you know, you never really want to play Thiago in cash. And it's not a bad spot for Mbeumo, like Jack said, goal upside sets, especially if you were to play 90 minutes. I don't know.
It's a similar price. Would you rather play Brian Mbeumo or Trent Alexander-Arnold?
Yeah, I wouldn't make a sacrifice for Mbeumo. Yeah, definitely Alexander-Arnold. I wouldn't make a sacrifice, but if I thought I could get there somehow, I don't know, like, maybe.
I can try to punch some stuff in if I get you all talking long enough, but I think there might be a construction where you slot in Cody Gakpo, and then you put in Mbeumo, and you can still get those two defenders, and you can still play Madison. It just depends how much value there is at midfield. I think you might be able to make that
right,
work.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, if I'm going to play Thiago instead, is that 1,600 doing something for me Liverpool-wise? You know, something like that.
Yeah, well, we'll try to figure it out. Let's move on to the midfield position, though. So we were talking about James Maddison. So I do think that, like, basic, like, fundamental play here is that James Maddison is a home set piece monopolist in a reasonable matchup. I think Leicester are very slight favorites, but like Jordan said, these things are basically toss ups. They're, you know, fractions of percents off from that. So Ryan, would you consider this construction? I mean, it's a reasonable approach, but would you consider, you know, just jamming a five Liverpool players, or do you still see James Maddison as a cash game lock?
For 8,100, it seems like you'd want Madison. I agree.
It's really cheap, but he's had Monopoly. Some rough performances.
Yeah, he's had some rough performances because it's been rough for Leicester. So, you know, you can always make that argument. I think if, you know, if he was 9K or more, just like a fair price, then I think, yeah, you can get away from him. But 8,100, yeah, it seems too cheap.
It does seem quite cheap. So I mentioned this earlier. So what about like a Michael Olise type? So one thing I was thinking about was not playing both Liverpool defenders because Trent is playing in the Rico Lewis role, and I can get Michael Olise's set piece monopoly, or, you know, high majority in a decent spot against Everton. Everton concede a ton of possession on the road, and they, even at home, they conceded, I think, 55 possession to a very out of form Fulham team. So it seems appealing to me that I can spend up and get a really good role from Michael Olise. So, I mean, we talked a little bit about it before we started getting into the position. So, Jordan, what do you think about a construction that would do that? And do you think there's enough value at the lower spots in midfield to make that just not enough of an advantage from?
It's not enough of an advantage for me to for you to have to punt in a defender spot and go cheap at a forward spot. Like, I mean, I could, dude. There are midfielders in the 5K range that I'll play one of those guys, right? And those guys have close. I mean, they don't have Olise's floor, but I mean, to me, Madison has a higher floor than Olise, and he's 1,500 cheaper. So, like, I already got him in. It doesn't come down to just like, do you play Olise or do you play Gakpo, because they're similar priced? There's a positional scarcity. What are the 5K forwards look like? Matias Cunha? Am I playing Odson Edouard? Am I playing those guys? Those are horrible, right? But the 5K midfielders, I think I could. I have a shot at getting 10 points out of some of these guys. So, like, why am I jamming in Madison and Olise together? I think Olise will be much lower owned than Madison. I think in GPPs, I think playing Olise would be, you know, playing for a Liverpool 1-0 win and then goals are in other games, I think is fine. But from a cash perspective, I just think you hamper yourself way too much at forward and defender by trying to jam in both Madison and Olise in your lineup.
Yeah. So, Jordan, what 5K level midfielders intrigue you the most? I mean, one name that I saw would be John McGinn if he starts as a right-sided attacking midfielder. Were there anyone else that you had your eye on?
You could go to Pablo Sarabia. Sarabia. Whatever, right? Obviously, he's probably not going to play 90. He's been taking a lot of their set pieces. You can never trust Wolves. Anytime you roster a Wolves player, just know that they could come off at any time. Why not roster the guy that we all forgot to roster last week for Everton when I rostered Damari Gray and then he didn't take any set pieces?
James Garner, 5,000. Yeah, I did mention him in the Discord, so shout out to us in the Discord. I didn't really know what his role would exactly be, but James Garner was 3,200 last week, and there was some smoke in the air that he might take some set pieces. Like, I saw him take one indirect free kick with Gray and McNeil on in a substitute appearance. 5,000, though, in a matchup at home to Crystal Palace. I mean, it is Crystal Palace. I mean, Ryan, would you consider that in cash games?
Yeah. Definitely. I think, yeah. The 5K midfielders are too good to consider spending up. You briefly mentioned, like, be careful not to make that mistake. That is important advice. I tried to do that in the past as well. Force expensive midfielders when there's enough value. What's up with Decore? I don't see him or... Garner's going to start again?
Wait, I can pull up the formation that Everton have. So Everton, Adam is projecting. Adam does a good job with these projections too, usually. He's got Garner in with more attacking lineup, so it wouldn't be Decore and Idrissa Gueye.
Right. No, I just mean I think it was a forced change last week. Was like, I don't know if Decore was on a yellow card suspension, but like he's been a favorite just like automatically in there for this new Everton. So I don't know. Like, I don't know if he's out or not. I don't know what. But anyways, I don't know if Garner starts. Yeah, I'd play him in cash for 5K with the assumption that he's going to split set pieces.
Yeah, Decore, it looks like he has received a red card suspension. We have his estimated return to be April 27th, so he might be serving the last game of that suspension.
That's right, red card suspension. Okay, then yeah, I mean, got to play Garner after last game.
Yeah, I think Dwight McNeil only took one set piece, so Damari Gray was the one who totally lost in that arrangement, all set pieces, and it looked like Garner was on most things. And even in a central role, he was sending in crosses from the center, so... he's not a player I know too much. He's a young English player.
I thought he was dead. I thought he died a long time ago.
Oh, this is a reference I don't understand, Jordan.
James Gardner is an actor. He's an old actor.
Too old for me as well. No, Garner's a young kid. He was at Man United for a while. He's only like 22 or something. I mean, definitely like to play those types of players.
He played leading roles in more than 50 theatrical films, including The Great Escape with Steve McQueen, The Americanization of Emily. Yes, it's an actor from the 60s.
50s. Yeah, he's a real Renaissance man.
Now, if you look up James Garner, the actor comes up before this guy.
Well, I've never seen both in the same place, so it makes you think. Maybe
he died in 2014, so yeah, when he was 86 years old. So
well, that's what the media says. We'll see.
Okay, Everton bought him from United in 2022 with a fee that could reach 15 million. So, I mean, he's pretty highly rated.
Yeah, I think he starts for the England U21s as well. That's what I was trying to figure out, if he took set pieces for them last week. Those two do seem like good options. So all three of us are in on Garner. Ryan, do you have any? So Jordan mentioned Sarabia. Do you have an opinion between John McGinn and Sarabia? Which one would you prefer?
I prefer McGinn because he plays 90 minutes.
I do too.
What are their salaries?
They're 200 off. 54 for McGinn and 56 for Sarabia.
Oh, well, I think I hate to do this, but might just have to give me the guy in the middle. Jordan Henderson for 5,500.
Oh my goodness!
Playing
on
the wing.
We weren't playing Jordan Henderson when he was 3,400. What are we doing that now?
I mean, look, 90 minutes in four straight games. Look at the last two games in this new look Liverpool. I don't know. The matchup's good enough where I'm not gonna, you know, be sad about not having McGinn or Sarabia. I can't play Wolves, guys.
Goes back to what I said before, that you can't, if you told me that you just like, I'm going to plug in whatever price range it is, I plug in the Liverpool player, like, I think you can't go, I don't think you're crazy. You're not like raw, like, oh, I don't want to play McGinn, I want to play Henderson. Oh, I don't want to play Buendia, so I play Thiago. Oh, I don't want to play, like, if you do that for all the Liverpool players and you have six Liverpool players in your lineup, then I think that's fine.
Yeah, I just mean, like, I'm not playing Sarabia for the same price. You're lucky if he goes 60 minutes and they're on the, yeah, I mean, definitely.
What happens
McGinn,
if Neto's back? What happens if Neto's back for 3,400?
I guess, yeah, maybe.
We're going to mention that every week until he comes back.
3,400. Yeah, no, McGinn, though, you know, if you told me McGinn is better than Henderson, that's fine. He took three corners last game. So, you know, that. He hadn't been taking set pieces, really. He's going to take corners, then give me.
He's also playing more forward now.
Yeah, sometimes I think. Yeah, if they use this lineup, then yeah. Yeah, I'd take McGinn probably if he's going to take corners.
Yeah, well, that's a big if. I've played McGinn when I thought he'd take corners, and it's ended up messing with me a lot.
Yeah, so many times.
It's a tough thing, but you have to be really careful with Aston Villa's formation, right? If Dendonker doesn't play and McGinn does, it's likely, just based on what I guess the rest of the formation would be, that McGinn is a defensive midfielder. In that case, yeah, you just have to play Jordan Henderson instead of him. If he is attacking more forward, though, I don't know. I think he's a great player. I like
You're right. Absolutely right. If it's Dendonker and Luis, then you like McGinn. Yeah.
Yeah. And it really does bring me no pleasure to report that Jordan Henderson was just flying up the right side of the midfield, ranking runs into the box. Like, it's a terrible slate that he is a legitimate cash game consideration. But Jordan's right. That's going to be where all the goals are. And for 6 points, it's not so much worse than McGinn's. And he's much more likely to play a part in a goal. So we're going to want pieces in that. Let's see. That's mostly talking about the mid-range midfielders. There are some interesting names, at least interesting to me, but I'm probably pushing it too much based on the other options. If Kieran Dewsbury-Hall plays a bit more forward, like Adam's projecting, that's like fine at 4,300 if you need a piece. And you also have Kevin Schott at 3,600. He's the one that people played instead of Garner. Are either of those reasonable punt options? Would we run into them in cash games, or do we think we're going to be able to... I guess if you play Salah, you would have to play Shad. So what do we think of like a 2v2 of like Mohamed Salah and Kevin Shad versus Cody Gakpo and John McGinn?
I'll take the Gakpo McGinn side.
I think so too.
I don't think you have to go down that far at midfield. I mean, I think I'd much rather play a defender under 4K than a midfielder in that range. I mean, yeah, you can play Kevin Shad. He's going to play 60 minutes. He's not going 90. Brentford's at home. I mean, is it bad? No, but I just don't think it's necessary.
Yeah. Man, yeah, that's pretty fair.
Kevin Schott, he's a little bit too cheap, but he still doesn't have a floor. And yeah, you just don't need it.
Like, would you rather play Schott at 3,600 or Timothy Castagna at 3,800? I'd rather play Castagna. I'd rather play Luke. Yeah. I'd rather play the Leicester wingbacks or fullbacks, whatever, however they line up, over any of the sub 4K midfielders.
Yeah. I agree with that.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Well, let's move on to defender then. And we did talk about this at the start of the show. So coming into the show, I was kind of not on Team Trent. I wanted to maybe spend my salary a bit more in other spots, you know, to pick up an Elise. Because if you want to play Elise or if you want to play two of the expensive forwards, it's probably going to be untenable to play both Trent and Andy Robertson. And just to reiterate from the start, Trent's been playing in this Rico Lewis central midfield role. He is not getting that forward when Liverpool are possessing the ball, but he will get a little bit more forward. He got an assist on the counterattack for the first goal in the Leeds game. So he still does have that upside. It just feels like I'm paying 8,000 for half of the set pieces for a defensive midfielder. It doesn't feel like a great move. Like, it feels like
it sounds like Pascal Gross.
It does. It sounds exactly like Pascal Gross. Well, thank you. But we could play Pascal Gross as a defender. So maybe I'm actually talking myself into it with that comparison. I would probably play 8K Pascal Gross in most of these matchups if he was defender eligible. So I might be a Trent guy now that we're talking.
Right.
About
well, that's
it.
What I'm talking. Like the yeah. Positional scarcity. Like what other defenders on this slate are likely to score 10 plus points? Like I'm pouring through. Like there's not. I mean, who are we talking about here? Like nothing, right? So like to me the defender pool, as of the predicted lineups, are like Trent Alexander-Arnold, Andy Robertson, Luke Thomas, Timothy Castagna, like deliver the Leicester wingbacks. Or maybe you could throw in Aaron Hickey, even though he doesn't play 90 minutes, but he's under 4K, and he's a Brentford wing back. And then it's like, why would I pay 4K in the 4K? Why would I pay 4,500 for any defender on this slate? Like, either I'm going to pay up or I'm going to pay down. And then once you say pay down, if you're like, well, I don't want to even pay 3,100 for Luke Thomas, it's like, dude, just wait for the green check marks to come out and just click the lowest button and like, you're not going to go much wrong. It's not like the center backs like Van Dijk and Konate are cheap. They're 4,200 and 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
So like, who else am I playing on this? Like, I could see this being a slate where if you could get 20 points out of both defender spots combined, like you're way ahead of the field.
Yeah. The Pascal Gross is such a good comparison in my head. It completely changed how I look at
it. Right, because aren't you describing a guy that plays Pascal in a midfield position that splits set pieces for a team that is heavily favored most of the time with a high goal total? Isn't that what Brighton is? And he splits it with Solly March, and it's like, okay, oh, how do you play him at a forward spot for 8,000? Yeah, at a forward spot where there are ceilings there. You could get bailed out at forward for goals and stuff happening, shots. Defender, mm-hmm. What the hell are you doing at defender? Pascal Gross was defender eligible. We'd be playing him most slates at 8K.
Yeah, we'd be doing it happily too. We wouldn't be disrespecting him and telling people to take head to heads with people that play Pascal Gross. That's a very true point. So Ryan, I think you're on team for both of these Liverpool fullbacks. I'm even on it now. What do you think of between Luke Thomas and Timothy Castagna? We were DMing earlier, and you were pretty unenthusiastic about Luke Thomas. So do you have any thoughts, if you had to pick one of them, who you would prefer?
Yeah, you know, 3,100 is a great price. So I'll play Luke Thomas, especially if he's on the left wing. But if I'm just picking one, it would be Castagna. Yeah, I'd be more confident in his minutes. He's a much better player. He's much more likely to have a goal or an assist. I was just saying that the last time I saw Luke Thomas play, it was one of the worst performances I've ever seen by a left back. And then if you look at his log, he didn't show up in the Leicester lineup for a long time after that. But again, you come back to the point that he's 3,100. So I'll play pretty much anybody that's on the left wing for 3,100 at home. Just in general, though, yeah, the five guys, I guess, Jordan mentioned, I don't really see how you can look outside of that. Yeah, I want to play those two Liverpool guys, and then you have the two Leicester guys, and then Aaron Hickey is a good price for the right wing. So that's really it. So I see a guy in the chat was mentioned that Garner was on loan at Nottingham Forest last season. And yeah, I just checked. He took 172 corners for Nottingham Forest, 8 assists, 4 goals. Just to follow up on that.
Pretty talented player. Sounds like a talented set piece taker. That makes me much more confident that that role is more sticky.
But is he a good actor though?
We'll have to, the jury is still out on young James Garner Jr.'s acting ability. We'll see if it runs in the family. One name that I was sort of intrigued by at the defender position, just doing research because I was doing the article, this would be a tournament option only, but Alex Moreno at 5,200. If you look at game logs, Lucas Digne has not been playing. So when Moreno arrived at Aston Villa, the storyline was, well, Moreno is going to split time with Digne, but that has not been happening lately. And he had like a 10-point floor. He has an assist in one of his last three games. If the Liverpool defenders are fragile from a tournament point of view, Ryan, I mean, do you think Alex Moreno would be a reasonable pivot that probably not many people are going to be playing, or am I overthinking this one?
No, I don't think you're overthinking it because no one's going to play him. And yeah, you're similar. You know, Jordan mentioned about defenders not really being able to score over 10 points on this slate, but Moreno can. And yeah, so I agree with that. I think you could fade one of those Liverpool guys in cash games, or even two in certain constructions. Or sorry, yeah. In tournaments, not in cash games, in tournaments.
Yeah. Jordan, do you have any additional thoughts on defender, or are you ready to find your goalkeeper lock?
Oh, yeah, my goalkeeper lock of the week, right? Right.
Everyone.
You did that last week.
Yeah, drum roll.
And I got it right, apparently.
Yeah, we're going to spin the wheel. So I put all the goalkeepers in here, and this is going to give us our lock button goalkeeper. So the game we're going to play here is whoever this wheel lands on, this is the cash game lock. So let's pray. And we're spinning.
And the point of the game is that goalkeeper is a variance fest, so don't worry about it.
And, oh, okay, this is a good one. I think we can tell. I wanted to make sure that this was not Kaylor Navas. It wasn't rigged. But the goalkeeper lock of the week is Emi Martinez. So usually, you know, we want to play these home goalkeepers in spots like this. And, you know, I would love to play Alisson if we could, right? He's 50% to keep a clean sheet. The implied total for Forest is pathetically low. He's almost a lock to get 5 points for a win. But we can't afford that on this slate. Salary's too precious. We want to get all those Liverpool attackers. Why not Argentina's hero, Emi Martinez? He's going to be a save machine. You know, he's going to be the matchups against Brentford, right? Ivan Toney's going to get 10 shots when he's 60% owned in GPPs. He's still going to get there. But Emi Martinez is going to stand on his head and get a ton of saves. Might be a 0-0 or 0-1, but Martinez, he's a lock to get those 5 saves, 10 floor points with only upside from there. And plus you get the away underdog discount. I think he's only around 4,700. So this just seems by far the best goalkeeper play to me. Do you two have anything to add to that?
I mean, that's a fantastic sell. I couldn't imagine rostering anybody else but Emi.
Yeah, I mean, like Emi is going to be like 20% in cash games and talk about 80% of the field. Like there's not enough rake to be paid.
Imagine the wheel can't be wrong. It can't be wrong.
It cannot be wrong. So yeah, imagine not rostering Emi Martinez in cash. From one serious point of view, we don't have salaries. Do we want to try to get to Alisson in cash games if we can, because he's so much better than all of the other goalkeepers, or are we contented, you know, just play Emi Martinez because he fits in our lineup?
On a slate with 4 games, I mean, to me, it's you either play Alisson or you play anyone else. I mean, like the differences between all the other goalkeepers mean almost nothing, mm-hmm. right? So would I you never prioritize goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. So like, I wouldn't prioritize Alisson, but mm-hmm. it's like, if it comes down to like, well, I can't play. I mean, I don't even know who, like if like Thiago versus Buendia, right? It's like, oh, well, I'd love to have the 700 to get to Thiago, but I'd rather put the 700 to get up from to Alisson. It's like, then okay, then fine. But it's like, I'm not going to go from like Madison down to some $7,200 midfielder for no reason.
Well, Jordan, I actually have to interrupt. I do disagree with that precise 2v2 there, because if you needed that $700 to move goalkeeper up to Alisson, that would mean you're pivoting off of last week's lock, Sam Johnstone, and he's hot right now. So if
he's due to have a bad game. He's not hot. He's due to have a bad game.
I'll have to check his.
He can't do it 2 days. It's the gambler's fallacy. Either works in one of the two directions. Either he's hot or he's due. So like, so you're saying he's hot. I'm saying he's due. So Ryan, which one is it?
I believe in both.
He's hot and he's due.
No, just in general. No, I don't know which one it is. Yeah, I agree about Alisson, though. Like, I was thinking go from, like, Castagna to Thomas if that got me Alisson. Or, like Jordan said, Thiago to Buendia. Look at the odds on this slate. It's crazy. Every team is 29% to draw. Do you see that? Every team has the same odds to draw, except Liverpool and Forest. It's kind of crazy, between 28.19 and 29. Anyway, so yeah, if I'm not playing Alisson, just going to the cheapest guy that's not Kaylor Navas.
Well, no, you're going to Emi Martinez. You might have forgotten about that. Right. Yeah. No, Jordan Pickford looks good at 4,300 in the lowest total. And maybe Crystal Palace will decide to shoot. We'll see what Roy Hodgson feels like. That's mostly it from a cash game perspective. It's always difficult to talk about tournaments when we have a massive favorite like this, because it feels like we're playing a pull tabs more or less, and you're just kind of hoping that you win the lottery. So the best thing we can do is try to position ourselves in maybe better equity positions. So Jordan, you're always really good at thinking about the game theory of these types of slates. So what are you thinking in terms of tournaments, maybe both small field and large field?
I can guarantee you that Ollie Watkins is going to be low owned.
$11,000 Ollie Watkins, who's like +180 to score.
I think to me that's the game that I would target. The Brentford Aston Villa game.
Mm-hmm.
Now Leicester, like Madison's going to get some ownership. So like, which means, and Castagne will get some ownership and Thomas will get some. If you wanted to throw in some Iheanacho, even though, you know, you could, these guys get replaced. Dewsbury Hall, they got other guys there to come in. Wolves, good luck rostering anyone on Wolves and see if they play anything more than 60 minutes. So that it ruins kind of like what I could do in this game. The Crystal Palace Everton game seems overpriced. I don't mind Maupai. I don't mind his price, but it's just like Garner. I would do Garner, Maupai, and then play Olise, Edouard, or something. It's just like Eze is 9,800. I mean, these guys are just very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's, to me, the reasonable pricing, like outside of Watkins, is like the Brent. Like, why not play Ivan? Like, dude, I never play this guy. This seems like a perfect slate for me to play 9K Ivan Toney. Because, like, if you're going to pay 9K, you're probably going to play a Liverpool player. Why not play Mbeumo together with Toney? Why not play Kevin Schott after everyone played him last week and he didn't do anything? And then you could play McGinn and Buendia. If you don't even want to play Watkins, there's no reason. Why can't they play Moreno and Buendia and McGinn, Jacob Ramsey? I mean, there's other guys here. None of these other three games are appealing. Just to be clear, the totals in these games are awful. So it's like, it really comes down to, does the Liverpool game fail? And then if it fails, does any of these other games give you like two goals on one side? And you have that. Like, and it's back and, but like goal early and now it's like open up and it's back and forth. The question comes in, if you do something like that, are you playing Liverpool players at all? To me, it's almost unfathomable that you don't have at least one or two Liverpool players in every lineup that you play, regardless, even if it's just the defenders, because the likelihood of one of these other defenders putting up 10 plus points is just so much lower. So like, if anything, it's like, oh, Liverpool, it's 0-0 and Trent and Robertson have like tons of crosses and chances at everything. It's just that none of the forwards really have a goal. Right. And Henderson has 8 points and Thiago has 6 points, like that type of thing. But I don't see a sit like, at the defender spot, it's hard for me to just go like, I'm going to play Luke Thomas and Aaron Hickey in my defender spots and hope they're the ones with the assists on the forwards that I pair them with. And then that happens and Liverpool fails. Just Liverpool failing. It's like, I still need my guys to score. It just feels like it's harder for some of the floor players on Liverpool to fail. Even if Liverpool don't do well, just they don't hit a ceiling. But I think that matters less at defender than the other positions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think pretty much on the same page. You would need Aaron Hickey to assist to Ivan Toney. You would need one of the Leicester fullbacks to assist to James Maddison, you know, cause you got to spend for some people if you're not playing Liverpool. Yeah. I don't see how you can't have a couple Liverpool guys on every lineup. I agree. The other spots are just not good. Like Ollie Watkins, I get the idea, but you're going to need two goals for that price because his floor is not great.
Not only do you need two goals, you need two goals from him and then the Liverpool players not scoring.
Right.
Two goals, so, for it to be worth it. Let's say you play Watkins over Salah. Watkins scores two goals and Salah scores two goals. Well, you didn't accomplish anything.
Yeah.
Right. And let's say you play Watkins over Salah and he scores one goal and Salah doesn't score any. Well, one goal and 17 points from Ollie Watkins probably won't win you the tournament, actually. Probably won't win you the tournament. I'd be more likely to take a shot like on an overpriced Eze, sort of, just because he's the same price as Gakpo. And like, if he scores a goal, you figure he'll end up with 25 points. You know, at least he could. You know, if he maybe, you know, not that much. That's a ceiling. Right,
he
outcome,
has more
but,
peripheral value. Like,
right.
Eze could score 8 or 9 floor points on top of his goal.
You could win with 20 points from him, maybe. But yeah, it's tough. I'm more likely to have some Liverpool and then look for cheap goals. Jordan mentioned decent price on Maupai. I think both of you guys have mentioned someone like a Dewsbury Hall Yeah, so I'll have Liverpool in my lineups with some of these lower owned cheap guys.
Yeah, that makes the most sense. And again, just to reiterate this point that we're making about Ollie Watkins, Mohamed Salah doesn't need to score a goal and he can have a 10-point floor because he has four shots and he gets fouled a few times, right? Like, that's not a particularly inconceivable outcome. So you really have to beat Mo Salah by quite a lot in those situations. And that just seems really, really unlikely to me. So yeah, I think you're just going to want to play some Liverpool players. And then, you know, if I knew which of these three games is going to be the lowest owned, I would just try to, you know, attack pieces from that game. So that probably is going to be the tournament routes. But again, it does feel a bit like pull tabs or the lottery.
Oh, I think Mbeumo's a good tournament play because that's a good price on a guy that can get you 25. Like, you know, if he scores a goal, he can get you 25 for sure.
Yeah.
So okay, I'll play a guy like that. You know, sort of
and
the
he's
cheapest.
Cheaper.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's sort of the cheapest forward with, like, I don't know, a ceiling that he hits relatively often. You know, for lack of a better way of putting it.
Yeah, and at least he can compete. And when he does compete, and the Liverpool guys do meet up to him, at least you have like 2,000 extra in salary that you can sort of throw around. I do agree with that. I think you basically ripped that sentence from my column that I have to submit soon. I think that's about it, though. I mean, you just have to find the right pieces in this one. This is how, you know, slates are with mega favorites. But, Jordan Ryan, do either of you have anything to close with? Anything you need to get off your chest? We have a showdown soon, Ryan. So you're repping the team. So who's the captain today?
Oh yeah, it's a tough showdown. I was looking at a cheaper captain, maybe, because those Arsenal guys are so expensive.
How about
I was going to say Kieran Tierney. Maybe Granit Xhaka, something like that. One of those guys come up with a goal or an assist.
Wow. Look at Ryan playing.
I don't know.
Fullback captain in showdown.
Yeah, it's not often, but I don't know. These Arsenal slates are tough. You know, any of these forwards, you know, you captain one of the forwards too. Obviously, they could score a brace pretty easily, but it's just so hard to pick which one.
Yeah, well, I just mentioned this four-game slate is the lottery. Well, Arsenal showdown slates are also pretty much the
brutal,
lottery.
And you got to decide on Ramsdale too, who just like almost never keeps a clean sheet when you think he should. Yeah.
He's too expensive. He's 8,000. Anyways, you should listen to Adam's showdown video. So there should be a link in the Discord. There's a link on Twitter. You should follow all of our social media stuff. You should be subscribing to RotoWire. Get the 2-day free trial. If you're not, get in the Discord so you can learn about the James Garner a little bit and have a chance at playing him if you're smarter than I am. And
I'm gonna go watch some James Garner movies right now just to prepare.
Yeah. Jordan's grinding the film on James Garner, so there we go. Well, good luck in showdown, everyone. There'll be an article soon. I'm gonna submit that, and yeah, good luck this weekend, everyone.
Thanks, guys. Good luck, everybody.